We're going to continue our mini Therapy Thursday episodes where we explain our thought process with real life anxiety that we deal with. So this week, Shot, you're up. What was something that you had this week that was anxious thoughts related?
No, Matt, this was a pretty good week. I actually didn't have very many anxious thoughts, which I'm happy about. And I think I'm going to attribute that to working out more this week. I think I worked out three to four days out of the week, eating better, and getting enough sleep. So I think just all those things, you know, taking my meds definitely helped. I also meditated. I did some yoga and had some meditation during that, and also did some separate meditation outside of that. But the only thing that caused me a little bit of anxiety, just a tiny bit, I think last week we talked about how, you know, two of our friends got proposed to. I was at, you know, their proposal, and there were maybe about 30 other people there who I trusted more or less and knew they were safe. But, you know, during these times, it's still hard to know who's getting exposed to who and who's meeting who. So one of the days this week, I woke up with a little bit of a scratchy throat, and, you know, your anxious mind immediately, I have corona. And, you know, it caused me a little bit of anxiety, but I, you know, spent some time thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, one, everyone was safe there, and I wasn't super close to anyone either, so, you know, we were still maintaining a fair amount of distance. I was, and no one from the proposal has shown any symptoms. That, you know, no one said that they have anything. They haven't come up with any other kinds of symptoms. And we had slept with our fan and the air conditioning on overnight, so there was, you know, a very good reason why I would have a scratchy throat. So I sort of went through a lot of those things in my head, and it definitely helped calm my anxiety. I mean, it didn't completely go away until my throat was feeling better later on in the day. But it definitely, you know, going through those steps reduced it enough where I was able to just move on with my day and not have to think about it.
That's good. So you were able to calm yourself and figure out that the environment you were in was safe. And then from there, you know, eventually the symptom went away and you said, okay, I'm fine. So that's kind of what we hope, right? Is that you can kind of get through that initial moment and then realize that it's okay.
Yeah. And I will admit, I did check my temperature twice. and it was good both times. So, you know, that definitely helped calm my anxiety as well. So I actually took a step, right? I did an action to verify that I didn't have a fever, and that helped me feel a lot better because, you know, I had sort of proof in my hands that I was not sick, or at least I didn't have fever.
Right, yeah. You don't have one symptom, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Matt? I've done that several times with thermometers. Like, each arm, like, one under each arm, I have a forehead one. I'm like, all right, do they all line up?
You do it every 5 minutes. You're like, I think I have a fever, and every 5 minutes you're just checking. You wake up in the morning.
I just leave one of those like meat thermometers in my butt, and that way that I can check my temperature all day long.
I don't think that's what it's supposed to be used for.
Man, no, those it's not rectal use only.
those things are sharp, dude.
Well, you know, they used to do most thermometers rectally because it's the most accurate. Know. Yeah.
Well, for babies, they still do it rectally.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So, I guess the baby can't really say much about it. You're just like, hey, here you go.
Yeah. So how about you, Matt? What is there anything that caused you any anxiety this week?
Yeah. So first quick update. Last week I was talking about anxiety related to a rash. That rash, I had a teledoc appointment with my dermatologist. It is what I think it was, or it is what I thought it was. And basically, it's just a viral rash that should go away in a few weeks like it did last time. And I'm just having a reoccurrence because, you know, I'm probably stressed out from what's going on in the world. And, you know, the virus is still in my body because it's a virus, right? It's not going to really go away ever. But my anxiety of the week was actually related to the podcast. because even though I have, you know, we've been recording these episodes, I haven't told very many people about it because of that association with, like, hey, I'm talking about these issues and anxiety related issues on a podcast because I've had anxiety, and then the perception of, like, you know, oh, well, you're weak, you're just a bitch, you know, whatever, right? Like the things that we've talked about. But even though I know better, I still had that, you know, before hitting the post. So I, like, you know, wrote out the post that I was going to tell people about it. And then I, like, went back and edited it. And then I, like, was like, okay, it sounds good. And then, you know, you get to that moment right before, and I was like, okay, post, right? And then, yeah, posted it. And then, you know, I have, like, all commenting and, like, notifications turned off on my phone because it just distracts me. So I, like, would, like, check, like, an hour later. And I'm like, oh, shit, there's a bunch of comments. What do they say? What do they say? And then I was like, no, you don't need to read the comments. What if they're negative?
Yeah, I read the first comment to you myself, actually.
Yeah, I know, because we were discussing it. The first comment was funny. One of my friends was like, I think he said, shut the fuck up or something.
Something along those lines, yeah.
I actually responded to his comment later, and I said, you know, you're doing this as a joke, but the thing is, so often when people say that they have something wrong with them or they need help, people just tell them to shut up. So I was like, this is actually a really good example of, like, men not supporting other men, because he was just like, dude, shut the fuck up, bro. Because, yeah, like, to him it was a joke, right? And I know him very well, so, like, we understand that it's a joke. But to all of my other friends that don't know him that saw it, they were probably like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
Definitely thought that, and I don't know him.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the perception of it is, it's like you're commenting in a public space, right? Which is part of the worry about the post. It's like, let me make this post that now everybody can see it, and it's, like, somewhat forever etched in the universe and the internet.
You know. And I just want to comment and say that you'd been working on this post for a couple of weeks now, right? Because I made the post maybe, like, 3 weeks in, and you were planning on what you want to say and sort of what you want to post and the right words for it. So it, you know, you had a lot of time to plan for it and think about what you want to say. How did that affect the amount of anxiety you had versus if you had just, you know, made a post sort of same day and posted it?
I mean, I feel like it added to it because it became a thing. Right. So I wrote this post about, so I'll just explain it real quick. It basically, like, this exercise we did when I was a student leader at my college, was, like, you'd go around in a group of, like, all the student leaders, and you'd say, like, if you knew me well, and then you would say something kind of surface level, and then you'd go around a circle and you'd get deeper and deeper until you kind of get to a point where, like, you'd have to really know somebody well to hear what they're saying. But it's kind of like, it was almost with complete strangers because of a training session. So for me, I was like, I wanted to relate it to that and make this nice post. And I did kind of have the thought of, like, fuck, dude, I should just be like, hey, I started this podcast with my buddy. Give it a listen, because it's, like, much easier to do that. It's less of a, like, a task. So because I made it in my head like a task, like, this thing has to be perfect, because I somewhat am a perfectionist, right? I'm an imperfect perfectionist, because there's, if I care about something, it has to be perfect. If I don't care about something, I'm like, ah, whatever. So, like, not the whole world has to be perfect, just the things that I want to be perfect. And it did build up some of it, because then I'm like, oh, shit, this is, like, a two-paragraph thing relating back to this topic and all this other stuff. And a lot of my friends were in the program with me, so they're going to know the exercise and just, like, how do I word it to make sure other people understand it. And all this shit was going through my head. And then it was that, like, thing when, like, you hit post, it's like, well, it doesn't matter now, right? Because they're going to see
it. And now it's out of your hands, right?
Right. I mean, I could edit it, I could delete it, like, whatever. But, like, in the moment, it's like, okay, I've shared my thoughts, and let's see what people say. And what's actually been really great about it was, like, so many people were like, hey, man, I listen to your podcast, it's great. I also suffer with anxiety, I really like this episode. Or, like, oh, I'm on, like, the fifth episode or whatever, it was helpful. Just all these, like, little things, all these, like, texts and stuff that I've been getting, and it's, like, positive reinforcement. I'm like, holy shit, like, this is really cool to see that other people not only, like, listen to me, like, I'm being heard, right, when I, like, dispel this message to, you know, into the universe, but also that they're having a positive response when I'm so used to having that idea that like everybody's gonna dislike what I do, and they're just gonna like ignore the post, right?
Right, and I mean, we got so many people that message both of us saying, you know, giving us advice on like sort of what else we can do to make it better, or other podcasts that they've listened to that, you know, we may be able to listen to and utilize some of the things in them, or how to make our podcast better, which is exactly what we were looking for, you know, when you made your post and I made mine, was some feedback from, you know, the people that we know to help make the podcast better.
Right. I think that the end goal for us is to make something that's on its own, something that can help somebody through their journey, right? We want to make sure that nobody gets stuck the same way that we did when we were, you know, young and in our early 20s and like just didn't have an outlet for somebody to say things are going to be okay, here's something to provide. So for me to be able to do that and to people to say like, oh, this is helpful, was the you know, the biggest thing in terms of, obviously there's like, there's always going to be something you can improve on, but like the fact that people are like, hey, I deem this as helpful, you know. And we obviously want to improve our content to make it more helpful to reach everybody who's suffering. Well, hopefully everybody. Obviously, that's a very very big goal. Everybody, we're gonna help everybody in the world. That's a pretty big goal. But
yeah, you know, I'm kind of jealous, Matt. After you made your post, we got so many more listens and likes. When I made my post, I definitely didn't get that many, dude. So you're much more popular than I am.
I don't know if it's I'm more popular as much as it is like I made a fucking 3-paragraph post, and if they read through it, they were probably like, I'm pretty committed. I gotta actually click the link and listen now.
I've gone this far in, I might as well listen to the podcast.
Yeah, right. They're like, shit, here's this fucking monologue I read. I might as well give them at least a listen, give them a like.
Yeah, that's funny. How has it been now that it's been a couple days out? Has your anxiety still... has it completely subsided? I mean, do you still feel any kind of anxiety because it's still out there and it's in the public domain?
No. It's one of those things where it's kind of like if you're anxious about making a phone call, right? Like you have to like call, I don't know, like your dentist or something and make an appointment. You hate talking on the phone. And then once you do it and you're like, oh, that wasn't that bad. It's just like it's out of your mind because you've kind of like cleared it from your like to-do list almost, and your brain's like, yeah, we're done with that, like that's the past now,
right?
So to me, like there's no real worry about it. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool that like, you know, people were responsive and they did it. And then, you know, some of my friends are like, hey, can I like share this to my friends? Like, yeah, that's fine, like I posted it for a reason, like I don't care if people on the fringe hear it, it might help their lives too. But no, I haven't had any like anxiety related to it after the fact, which is good because it's kind of like the almost like a roller coaster, right? Like you're nervous once you go on it, and then once you go through it, you're kind of like, well, that was fun, or maybe this one's not for me, right? I don't like the backward spinny whatever upside down crap,
right?
But then you kind of have that data point to be like, oh, okay, well, let's just move on from it, right? So much of the anxiety is like the build up to that moment before you're gonna hit send or post or release or whatever, and then once you do it, you're like, well, it's done, right?
That's true. That's great. Well, thank you for sharing, Matt, and I'm glad you were able to you know, manage your anxiety there and take the necessary steps. And I mean, you know, posting was obviously a very big thing that you did and took a lot of courage and a lot of, you know, I don't know what the right word is. It took a lot to you know, put it out there, even though we were making the podcast, to sort of broadcast it as something that you're doing and take ownership of it in that way, to put your name to this thing you're doing.
Yeah, but it's like getting a diagnosis. In a lot of ways, right? Like I've now diagnosed myself with things that I have, but now society can see them.
Right, exactly.
So shining the light on something that's very personal to me, to obviously it's the people that are close to me, like they know what's been going on, but there's people that from like high school and shit that I haven't talked to in 10 years that, you know, follow me, that like they're gonna see that post.
Yeah, makes sense. Anyway, I think that's it for the Therapy Thursday episode of this week. thank you guys for listening. If you want to see Matt's post, you can go on our Instagram channel and look at the tag posts, and you'll see his post.
Oh, shit. I need to remove it. I didn't realize that was the case. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding.
Now everyone's going to see it, Matt.
That's good. Give me feedback.
Yeah. But, yeah, we do have an Instagram channel, so please give us a follow. It's at the Anxiety Podcast. Sorry, I forget with all the Facebooks and Twitters and Instagrams of the world. But yeah, it's at the Anxiety Podcast. We have, you know, useful posts. We post a couple of times per week. We have a great social media manager now that's been helping us out. So give us a follow. And if you have any feedback or want to share anything, you can either message us on there, reach out to us via email. themanxietypodcast@gmail.com, and we're also on Twitter @manxietypodcast.